This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news. The headlines first. 11 people missing and 4 people rescued alive in Sankhuasaba landslide. Gandaki state reports 50 new coronavirus cases today and more than 565,000 people die across the globe due to coronavirus. Now the news in detail. 11 people gone missing in the landslide at Siswa Khola of Silichong Rural Municipality in Sankhuasaba have been identified. The landslide occurred early morning today with the incident rain swept away 8 houses. The missing are Raman Rai, Hasti Kumari Rai, Angela Rai, Namrata Rai, Gori Maya Rai, Prakriti Rai, Juddha Bahadur Rai, Uttar Kumari Rai, Narmaya Rai, Harkadan Rai and Aita Maya Rai. 4 people were rescued alive by the locals. According to local Hastaman Rai, the rescued are Goga Singh Rai, Bhim Sari Rai, Fulmaya Rai and Bhim Bahadur Rai. It continues to rain in the area. Security force has been deputed to the site from Siswa and Tamku. A separate team of the Nepal Army, Armed Police Force and Nepal Police from the district headquarters, Khadbari, has already set out for the site and it will take at least 12 hours for the teams to reach the destination. Further details surrounding the incident are awaited. According to Khadbari-based Nepal Army company, NA helicopter has been standby at Itahari to take off the site once the weather becomes clear. A person has died after being swept away by the flooded Bering River following continuous rainfall in the district. According to Nepal Red Cross Society Japa Chair Luk Raj Dhakal, Rajesh Ganesh of Japa Rural Municipality drowned while bathing in the river. Meanwhile, flood water from the Konkai River had displaced 4 families in Sivasataksi and 1 family in Gauriganj. Furthermore, 15 families in Sivasataksi and 12 in Gauriganj are at high risk due to the flooded water. Dhakal said 4 houses in Sivasakti were completely destroyed by the floods in Konkai River. The occupants have been shifted to safer locations and provided with relief support. A couple have reportedly gone missing in the flooded Babai River in Bardia. The Bardia police said Jit Bahadur Tharu and his spouse Raj Kumari of Bagnaha, Thakur Baba municipality suffered a tragedy as they were on the way to home after collecting firewood from the river bank. They disappeared near from the Khailar Banighat, police said, quoting an eyewitness who later informed the police about the incident. The witness was grazing goats there saw the couple being swept away by the Solan River. It is said police are searching for the two with the help of locals, people's representatives and locals. 50 new cases of coronavirus have been reported at Gandaki State today. According to health directorate of the state, of the infected, 6 persons from Tanahu, 2 persons from Parbat, 2 persons from Baglung, 2 persons from Longjum, and 1 each from Nawalpur, Siangja and Gorkha districts were reported positive for the coronavirus. With this, the total number of corona-infected persons in Gandaki State has reached 1,192. Likewise, 5 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Chitwan district today. According to Bharatpur Hospital, 5 people were reported positive for the coronavirus. 3 roads, Rudra Beni, Wamitaswar, Tamghas, Indragauda and Tamghas, Musikot have been obstructed by landslides triggered by rain. A truck has been stuck in the Hare stream at Satawati Rural Municipality along Rudra Beni, Wamistar Road, causing the road obstruction, said the police. As a result, dozens of vehicles have been stuck midway stranding passengers. Efforts were on the way to clear debris with a dozer, said Parishwar Dhakal, chair of the Rural Municipality. Power supply to Khotang, Okhaldunga and Solokhumbu has been obstructed after power supply poles were brought down by floods triggered by heavy downpour. 2 poles of the Gaighat Diktil 33 kV transmission line were uprooted by the flooded Triyuga River in Udaipur. Nepal Electricity Authority Khotang Chief Ram Dinesh Raya Yadav said, as a result, thousands of consumers in the 3 districts have been deprived of a regular power supply. Rising water level in the river has made it difficult to replace the uprooted poles. Hence, it will take some time to resume power supply to the 3 districts. Power to Khotang, Okhaldunga and Solokhumbu is extended through the NES substation in Buipa of Khotang. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has worn a mask in a public for the first time since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The president was visiting the Walter Reed Military Hospital outside Washington, where he met wounded soldiers and healthcare workers. He had previously said that he would not wear a mask and mocked Democratic rival Joe Biden for doing so. Speaking to Fox Business Network last week, Trump said, "I am all for masks." Amitabh Bachchan, one of India's best-known film actors, has tested positive for COVID-19, he told his millions of Twitter followers. His son Abhishek later tweeted he had also tested positive. Amitabh and Abhishek have been taken to Nanavati Hospital in Mumbai, and his son described them both as having mild symptoms. Amitabh is stable with mild symptoms and is currently in the isolation unit of the hospital, news agency ANI reported, quoting a public relations officer for the hospital. He urged anyone who had been close to him in the past 10 days to get tested. India's new case of coronavirus infection reached a record high today, with the Union Health Ministry stating 28,637 new cases were identified in the 24 hours. This is the third consecutive day that COVID-19 cases in the country increased by more than 26,000. India also witnessed 551 deaths during the last 24-hour period, taking the total number of death count to 22,674. Five states, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Delhi, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh, have contributed the maximum of the single-day spike. According to data compiled by the US-based Johns Hopkins University, more than 12.7 million people around the world have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and more than 565,000 people have died from the virus, while more than 7 million patients have recovered from the virus. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. 11 people missing and 4 people rescued alive in Sankhua Sabha landslide. Gandaki state reports 50 new coronavirus cases today, and more than 565,000 people die across the globe due to coronavirus. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.